Today's daf in Masechet Nida is daf Meme, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, and we are holding on the fourth line down, analyzing now the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pachot Mikan, a woman who is less than 3 years old, then sleeping with her is the equivalent of sticking your finger into your eye. Kenotin Edzba Ba'ayin, what exactly that metaphor is actually what the Gemara wants to establish now. Supposing that somebody did have intercourse with less than a three-year-old, what is the din of her betulim? Is it that hani betulim or mizel azle? It's not that he doesn't break betulim before she's 3 years old. He does. It's just that they grow back. That's the point. Va'at, so they come back again. It's to do the Yehuda lo mitzitei. Or do we say that that her hymen is so elastic that basically she can have intercourse without breaking her betulim, and there's only stiffness there after 3 years of age? Adli acha shalosh. L'may nafkamina. So what would be the nafkamina la'alocha? The nafkamina could be, let's say, kigon sheba'al betok shalosh umatzadam. Suppose he has intercourse with her within her first 3 years, and she bleeds from this intercourse. And then he's ba'al acha shalosh v'lo matzadam. And then after 3 years of age, he continues to have intercourse with her without finding any dam betulim. So now, if you're going to tell me mizel hazle va'atu, you're going to tell me that actually she bled earlier for the loss of her hymen, and now it will grow back, except since she has continuous relations, there's no time in which it could grow back. There's no time to grow back. And therefore, we don't expect to see further bleeding for a woman who is married and has sex as a matter of course. But if you're going to tell me that you don't actually break her betulim until after she's 3 years of age, so then how do we explain the fact that they've never been broken? Obviously, they were broken by someone, and that someone was someone other than him, in which case she must have slept with somebody else. So then, acher ba'aleha, and if she's an eshet kohen, then she would be asura. Even though an eshet Yisrael, obviously anyone who's a minor, her seduction by somebody else is considered to be a rape. So it doesn't matter, even if she wanted it, and therefore she wouldn't be asura on her husband. But for a kohen, even a victim of rape, like this kitana, would be asura. So what would be the din? Right?
Just wondering how would we explain, if we're saying that the only explanation for that is that and that someone else
slept with her. Come on.
Then why? Then how do we explain that he had that he bled?
Oh, so we're going to get to that, and this is really the question. What Moshe is asking really touches on what Tosfos asks: that if Lamaisa, the bleeding beforehand, was not the dam of betulim, what was it? If you're telling me it wasn't itstadim, so then it should be dam nidot. So then that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is if she bleeds. Do we assume that the bleeding is from nidot, or do we assume that the bleeding is from betulot? Obviously it would be nidot, it wouldn't be coincidental, it would be nidot that was triggered by arousal. But that's patam chimud. Okay, but that would be the nafkamina. So Tosfos says, okay, we're looking first for nafkamina that would be permanent. Here she would be asura al baala. But we'll discuss other possibilities as we go. How do you know that just because you continue to have relations with her, that's going to prevent these betulim from growing back? I mean, is that a given? So, because you're saying, well, based on that, we'll say that that's all nafkamina. How do you know that if there is a maka, that it doesn't grow back right away? I mean, meaning, in other words, but he's obviously not stuck in there all the time. So there's enough time for there to be some regrowth. And then that should still cause bleeding later. Shema chuzeret la'alter, we'd have the problem of acher bo'aleha anyway. I mean, why are you taking all these things for granted? You don't know anything about it. Ella, you want to talk about a clear nafkamina? The clear nafkamina is, if he was bo'al betok shalosh u'matzadam, then he was ba'al acher shalosh was also matzadam. So now the question is, if you're going to tell me that these betulim are broken, except that they grow back, okay, so now that means that all that bleeding was dam betulim. But if you're going to tell me that, no, you don't even break the betulin before three, so then that bleeding was not from the betulin. And it's only mitzted elala or shalosh, so then that bleeding before shalosh was dam nida. Now, just as the obvious question, which is, why does it say it in such a complicated way? Who cares about what happens afterwards? Just say the nafkamina is whether the bleeding before three is dam nida or not. That's all. Say it simply.
If she sees the
betulim shalosh, if you're going to say that her betulim are broken, then it's betulim. If not, then it's dam nida. It has nothing to do with what happens after shalosh. So one pshat in Tosfos, the other pshat in Moser asks this question. Some say like the first pshat in Tosfos, which is we're just keeping it parallel with the original answer. There's no meaning to the additional point of this bleeding afterwards. In other words, he's just making the point that even when she bleeds afterwards, there's still enough to mean. Whereas in the first thought was only if she doesn't bleed afterwards. But the other pshat that Tosfos wants to raise is that the nafkamina would be that if Lamaisa, what it is that she was bleeding from before was not betulin, so then that would imply that she bleeds because of sexual arousal. So then you'd have a problem with the dam of the bihalach or shalosh. The opposite direction. Okay, but anyway, there's other approaches, but let's take the simple teretz of Tosfos and some of the other Rishonim also say, it's to keep the lashon even. So what's the din? Omer of Chista. Look, if you read the Mishnah is telling you the answer to that question. Because I mean, the Mishnah says this silly thing about sticking your finger in your eye. What is that supposed to mean, sticking your finger in your eye? Just say, less than three is not considered to be bia. That's all. We need a metaphor, sticking fingers in eyes. So Tashma, pachot mikan, kinoten etzba ba'ayin. Can you explain to me why we're saying extra silly words? Just say, pachot mikan, v'lok lok. The only possible reason for such a metaphor is my lavakam ashram, that it's a real metaphor. And as you stick your finger in your eye, obviously your eye turns red. But it goes back to normal. That's the point. So you're too. If you have intercourse with her, you stick her in the eye, so to speak, and her eye turns red. But it'll come back. It'll go back to normal, just like the eye will go back to normal, meaning that her petulim will be broken, and they will regrow. Otherwise, there's no meaning to the metaphor. So just like an ayin is midamat, v'chozeret midamat, her betulim are mezi yazli, but they'll come back. So every time you sleep with her, you'll bust her betulim, but they'll keep growing back.
Until she's three?
Turn around. Maaseh beyustini, bito shel asfirias ben Antoninus. Antoninus' granddaughter, her name was Eustony, that came to Rebbe, Shabbat Yifnei Rebbe, and she said to Rebbe, how old does a woman have to be to get married? He says to her, Amarla, bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. She's got to be a little over 3 years. And how old to get pregnant, to become a mitaperet? Amarla, bat yud beit shana v'yom echad. So she said to him, yeah, well, I got married at 6 and had a baby by the time I was 7. V'yoladeti b'sheva. I can't believe I wasted those first 3 years in my father's house. I could have been having so much fun. Nobody told me I could have gotten married at 3. They kept claiming you have to be a grown-up. I had to wait until I was 6. Oy l'shalosh shanim shabarati
b'beit.
Oy l'shalosh shanim shibarati b'beit avavei. I'll never make up for all of those lost years. But anyway, here she's claiming that she got a baby at 7. Umima Abra, is that true? Is it possible she would get pregnant and deliver at 7? Vatani Rabbi Kameir of Nachman. Shalosh Shanim Hashem Shot B'moch. We have 3 women that are supposed to use Miniat Hirayon. They're supposed to use contraceptives. Kitana, Uberet, Uminikama. So there's a girl who's young, a girl who is pregnant, and a girl who is nursing. A girl who's a kitana, if she's less than 12, so if she's having sex, she should only use contraceptives. Why? Because we're afraid maybe she'll get pregnant. And if she gets pregnant, she can die from the pregnancy. She's too young. And therefore, if she will conceive, she'll die. If she is pregnant, meaning she's older than 12, if she is pregnant, Shema Teaseh Ubra Sandal. We don't want her to conceive again and mess up the child that's in there, because then one can wipe out the other. And if she's nursing, she needs to use contraceptives, because shema tigmolet mina, maybe that will cause her, if she gets pregnant, to lose her milk, and then the child will die, the yomut. And how do we define the ketana who is supposed to use contraceptives? It means from the age of 11 and up. So from the age of Yud Aleph Shanav Yom Echad until she is capable of carrying a pregnancy through, Ad Yud Beit Shanav Yom Echad. But if she's less than 11 years old, she doesn't have to worry about conceiving. And if she's more than 11 years old, meaning she's 12, she doesn't have to worry, because even if she conceives, it's not a problem. So pochot mikan or yeter haken mishameshet v'olechet, she can just have normal sexual relations. They've already made. Where the Chachamim say, you don't have to worry about things like this. They are so random that the din is achat zu v'achat zu mishameshet kidarkav v'olechet u'min hashamayim yirachemu. She doesn't have to worry about contraceptives. This is actually about Chokas Rishon. This is a pshat. She doesn't have to worry, or she's not allowed to worry. Shenema Shomer Psoim Hashem, which is also the equivalent of Chokas about the Reisha. Does she have to use contraceptives, or she can use contraceptives? So over here, since Shomer Psoim Hashem, most people don't care about contraceptives. They take their chances. So Mamela, you can also take your chances. It's interesting that Rav Hengen uses this Gemara as a right that you have to use contraceptives, because it's no longer true, Shomer Psoim Hashem. In other words, when you had to, it was such a mess to try to prevent pregnancy. There was no simple way to prevent pregnancy. So, okay, over there we say Shomer Psoim Hashem. But today, when contraceptives are so available, so where's the Shomer Psoim Hashem? Shomer Psoim Hashem is dependent on Dash Bei Rabbi. So therefore, if she's Meneket, you're Mechuyev to use contraceptives. He also pointed out that before, very recently, before the 60s, the meneket normally didn't get pregnant. So for 24 months, you wouldn't get pregnant. You'll notice kids born before the 50s were always spaced 2 years apart. You never hear of less than 2 years apart. But that's because the 2 years after delivery were always without contraceptives. We're always free of conceptions. People didn't even need to worry about it. Kids born afterwards, that's when all the frum kids started being like 20 kids in a row every year, and that something happened to hormone, probably diet and things like that, that messed up hormones. Of course, others kind of just the opposite. Better nutrition made it possible. Now that we have Intamin Donuts, which they just started selling in the draw in the Makola today. Yeah, that's the end. As if we didn't have problems, you know. So anyway, but his taina was this he brought out in the 60s, that nowadays something's gone wrong, and at the time that it went wrong, nobody relied anymore on not using contraceptives. That's the point. So Mamela, you're Mechuyev to use contraceptives because there's no Shomer Psoim Hashem at all. Okay. Anyway, Ibai Tema says to Gemara, look, it could be that she got pregnant at 7 because she's a Goya. Goya's not human. It's like an animal. Animals get married and have pregnancies at 3 years old. I mean, so Asher B'sar Hamorim B'sar Ham. It's basically she's a donkey. No, so what is she saying? No, I got pregnant at 7. So did my donkey. Ibai Tema. Or Goyim are liars. It says Asher PMD Bershav Yiminam Yimin Shaker. So they're taking an oath, holding up their right hand. It's all lies. And so Mamela, she's telling Rebbe something that never happened. Oh, I had a baby at 7. Yeah, right. Taner Rabbanan. Maaseh Yishah Chachabat Lifnei Rebbe Akiva. There's this woman who bashfully, she comes to Rebbe Akiva, she says, Rebbe, you know, I was a little girl, and unfortunately, you know, I was abused. Nivalti betok shalosh shanim. You know, can I marry a Kohen or not? Mani lekuna. Omarla, no, there's no problem. 3 years old, no, less than 3 years old, no problem. Ksherat lekuna. So she says, well, maybe it's not quite about abuse. I mean, let me explain. Omarla, Rebbe, emshalacha mashalach. You know, when you give a baby a lollipop, like the first time, maybe they push it away, you know. Second time they push it away. The third time they're sucking away, you know what I mean? It's sort of like that. Latinot, chetonalots, vaobidvash, you put a little honey on their fingers. First they're screaming, what are you doing to my finger? Then they sort of get the idea, this is fun. So then they start sucking on their finger. So the pram rishonah v'shniyah goer. But you know, the shlishi, you start sucking. Matzitza. Amar la. Oh, if that's the case, you weren't abused. So then, psulah pakuna. It sees the Talmidim looking at each other. What kind of, whoever heard of such things? Does that have to do with whether you're having fun or not? Ra Talmidim istaklim ze bezeh. Amar lahem. What is the problem? Lama davar kasheh v'enecha. Amrulay, Rebbe, this makes no sense. Kishem shikola Torah is halacha l'mashu mi-Sinai. And then a pchuta bat shalosh, her name is Kisher Lekunas, halacha l'mashu mi-Sinai. What are you? Now you're a moral judge, whether she had fun or she didn't have fun. It's irrelevant. And of course, Rabbi Akiva didn't mean that was the reason. After Rabbi Akiva l'omer l'chadei bat atamidim, he wanted to hear from them. What kind of crazy psak is that? So, I mean, but how did he tell her this? Because in reality, he understood that basically what she's saying is she's been carrying on like this ever since. She saw what's going on. In other words, yes, I was abused when I was under three. Well, actually, you know, I was a little girl. I didn't know the better, but I did enjoy it. So he understood already that that she's psula lakuna.
It's bati lagoy.
What? Well, somebody that was a psula lakuna. Now, moving on to a male. We've been moving male, first female, then male, from the 1 day old to the 10 day old to the 3 year old. That was the female. Now we did the 1 day old, the Kabizivas by the male. Now we go to the equivalent of the 3 year old, which is a 9 year old, where things change in terms of intercourse. So, Ben Tesh Shana V'Yom Echad is like a woman who is Shalosh Shana V'Yom Echad. So, he becomes now capable of having intercourse. Therefore, if he's Baal Yevim Tov, since the Kinyan of Yevama doesn't require that, it's just the fact of sleeping with her, so he's kind of her. The Torah was Mizaki her to him, and therefore the Torah was Makna her to him. But if he wants to get rid of her, he cannot give her a get because he's a kata. He'll have to wait until he grows up. And if he sleeps with her as a nida, once he's nine, so that's considered to have had intercourse with a nida. And the dinner over there is that he's metame mishkaf tachton ke el yono shel zav to aser rishon v'shen. Posel. He passels her from eating truma, but he cannot machil betruma either. Let's say if he's 9 years old and he's a kohen, and he's bal yevimta, see, even though he was kener legabi yibum, but he can't feed her truma. Uposilata beima, if he has sex with an animal, then that animal becomes pasul from the mizbeach. And not only that, but the animal is niskelet al yado, because the animal is simply a question, did it or did it not have intercourse with a human? He's human and he had intercourse. If he has relations with any of the arayot, so if they are gedolot, so they would be mumatino yado, but he would be patur. That's the Gemara. You're saying he can't give a get until he grows up, and it would be enough? If he grows up, it would be enough to give a get? Does it not say in the Braita that the din of a bia of a ben teisha is the equivalent of ma'amar in a gadol? And we're not getting, in other words, almost all the Rishonim hold, except for Tosfos there and not here, but Tosfos says elsewhere that the din of the bia ben teisha in terms of kinyonim is midiraita, not kinyon. It's only midirabonim. And the dirabonim that they gave him was a din of ma'amar. The din of ma'amar is that it's a kinyan derabanan, which is where somebody gives kiddushin to his yavama, but he doesn't actually have intercourse with her. So there, he creates the equivalent of yibum derabanan, which asers the other brother on her, the brothers on her, which means that he has to give her a get, but she's still going to need chalitza because he wasn't yet to the yibum. So according to Tosfos, that's true mamish b'niraita, and this is all a derabanan. According to all the other rishonim, the Rabbanan even though you're right, that's a kinyan. The Rabbanan were machmet only to give it a kinyan, like the maimer of a gadol. So it's a kinyan, but we won't give him all the rights. Can't be Michael Batruma. Can't give a get there even when he grows up, based on the bia that he had as a 9-year-old. So why are you saying that Kishiyagdil beget Sagila Vatanya Asu Biat Ben Teisha to be the equivalent of Ma'amar in a gadol? Just like Ma'amar in a gadol requires get for the Ma'amar, but still requires Chalitza for the Zika of his Yavam, Midiyavama, Midiyoraita. So Av Biat Ben Teisha, sort of get L'Ma'amaro, he's going to need a get, you're right, but the get won't be enough. Here's Mashri, get would be enough. And he needs chalitza still because we didn't potter him from the din of Yibum because he was a katan. Omar, what it means is, once he's older, then when he, the first time that he has intercourse with her as an adult, he's kain her, and then he can give her a get. This is the norm. Is, I mean, they're married. He's certainly going to have his relations with her. So we're saying when he grows up, he can give a get. But obviously it means once he had intercourse to be kainer her, now it's ishtalachol davar, and therefore get along patters. There's no more din of chalitza. Okay, their next stage in life is she arrives at the age of 11. What's the significance at the age of 11? Nidorim. So we learn out from the pasuk of the lashon of hafla'a, ishki yafli, that there's an additional stage of a year, which is called a mufla samach la'ish, and for the nekeva, that's a year before bat mitzvah, for the zocher, that's a year before bar mitzvah, and during that year, so for a female, from the age of 11, and meaning into her 12th year, nidoreya nivdaki. We have to check and see if she knows exactly what a neder means, its implications, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on the dorim, what that means. So we're bidek her. Once the next stage comes, where she shtev esreisha nav yom echad, then her nidorim are kayamim. And during the entire 12th year, until she arrives at the age of 12, we are bodek the entire time, anytime she makes a neder. Ubotkin kol shtei mesre. A ben shtei mesre, and I'm moving on to the male. If he is 12 years old, v'yom echad, we check his nedarim. But once he's 13 years, ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, then his nedarim are kayamim. And during the entire 13th year, before the age of 13, we're bodkin kol shalosh esre. Kodim lezman hazeh, before the age of 12 for the male or 11 for the female, even if they give an explanation. There's no din of neder, and there's no din of hegdish. Liachar hazman hazeh, after the age of 13 for a male and 12 for a female, even if they say, we don't know what we're talking about. Einanu yodim l'shem min adarnu. L'shemi yigdashnu, the nedarim, the gdeshim are hegdash, they're obviously not shotim. If they would be shotim, they would be acting as shotim in general. And therefore their statement, well, we just don't understand the nedarim, means nothing. B'kivan detana, batachad esrishana v'yomachad nedarea nivdakim. So the mashma'ut is that the only reason we require bedika is because she's not bat mitzvah. So then, isn't it clear that bat yud beit shana v'yom echad nedareya kayamin, that that's a given? So normally, what's the point of mentioning it? Because salkada techamina, that you always require bedika, and the time of the bedika starts from bat yud aleph, but you would never assume that for sure you are going to expect there to be a neder, no matter what the age of a child is. She's only 12 years old, 13 years old. Kamash will on that note, that once it's afterwards, it's definitely considered to be a neder, even though it says bat achadas, right? Your assumption was, oh, only because it's 11 and not 12. But no, that's not the point. The point is that even though if it would be before achadas, it wouldn't be nivdak. Once it's achadas, it is nivdak. That may be the meaning. Kamash malan, that no, it means achadas in both directions. Yes, the Gemara, I don't understand. It seems to be an extra words in this Mishnah. If you're telling me that once she's 11 years old, her nedarim are nivdakim, And then you tell me, and once she's Yudbeit Shanavi Yom Echad, her Nedarim are Kayamim. So isn't it obvious that between the age of 11 years and a day and 12 years and a day, we're going to be Bodek the whole time?
So to ask,
how do you understand the meaning of a Neder?
And they
explain it.
Then
it's a Neder. So obviously it means that during that entire time, we're going to be Bodek. So then, Bodkin Koshem Yisrael Shanah Lamali. I mean, what's the point of that? No, the point of that is, it's Akadat Ramina. Remember that we have a halacha that 30 days are basically the equivalent of the year. Okay. So now, let me ask you something. If 30 days is the equivalent of a year, then that should mean that whatever the maturity level is at the age of 12, 11 years for the female and 30 days is basically the maturity level that's going to be attained during this 12th year. So therefore, if I bodek her after 30 days, and she still doesn't know what she's talking about for Nidarim, I don't have to check anymore, because the 30 days have already passed, and that's the equivalent of the year, you would think. Gamashma is not such thing as the equivalent of the year in terms of maturity. At any point, she may have matured sufficiently. So let's say she's now 11 and a half, and she makes a neder. So what, you're going to say, well, we checked her 3 months ago. She didn't know what she was talking about. We're going to have to check her again. No, you do have to check her again. And therefore, the Mishnah comes to tell me that actually she'd have to be checked all along. Therefore, Kamar Shmolan, that the entire time she's checked. So let me ask you something. Just say like this. But Yudbet Shalav Yamechad Nidorei HaKayamin Ubot Kinko Yudbet. Okay? If you're telling me we check her the entire 12th year, then obviously the entire 12th year begins after she's 11. So why do you have to tell me Bat Achadis Revi Yamechad Nidorei HaDivdakin Lama? Because what's the point of saying from 11? Of course, the 12th year is from the time she's 11. So then that part is extra. No, it's true. Because Salka Da'atecha Mina Stoma B'Shtemisre Boy B'dika But B'Achadisre Lo Boy B'dika. I would have thought, look, the truth is that in a normal case, the Mishnah is coming to say that during the 12th year you need B'dika, during the 11th year there's no point in B'dika, okay? But suppose we see that there's a very precocious child. So then we should also, this is referring to a norm, but if there's a very precocious child and she's in college from the age of 6, so then we should be bodek during the 11th year also. Kamash malan. Therefore, we say from 11, but never before that. Okay, fine. So, but then what do you have to say? But before this time, we don't check. You just told me that you've covered that by saying from 11. So before this time, you don't check. I thought that was the point of before this time, you don't check, meaning even if she's precocious. Now you're saying, no. She's precocious. I learn out from the very fact that I even mentioned 11, despite the fact that I had said the entire 12th year. So then why do I need to know? And before this, you don't check? So then what's the point? Kodem hazman hazeh, achar hazman hazeh lomali. Ah, I'll tell you why. Because that's only in terms of your checking, okay? But suppose the woman walks in at the ripe age of 7 and says, gentlemen, look, I know the whole business about Nidareal, Nivdakin, and so on, the Diak and the Mishnah, the question of why it says Kedem Hazman Hazeh. Believe me, you guys have no idea what a Neder is. You have some kind of crazy religious view of a Neder. I try to talk to you a little bit about Aristotle's first cause, you know what I'm talking about. You're a bunch of Amaratsim, okay? So I just want you to know that I'm perfectly aware of what a Neder is. This is the Neder that I made. Is it a Neder or not? She's like, okay, forget it, baby. If she starts the lecture, so then I'll be Baedeker even before. I don't need to be Baedeker. So that's what I would thought. But this is only the guy who I am supposed to be Baedeker. But if she walks in and she gives us the speech, so look, that's only the look I'm reino, but echad I'm reino, nismokalei. And when she walks in and explains herself, we should be saying, that kamash plan? No. Kodem Hazmana said the Torah does not give a chalos to Nidorim. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Tana Rabbah, these shiurim of 12 and 13, in other words, the application of these shiurim, in this order, female first, male next. Now we know that there is a difference, halakha l'maaseh, we see now between 12 and 13. But is it the male at 13, the female at 12, or vice versa? That's a machlokes between Rebbe and Rishon Menelazer. So Tana Rabbanan, Elu divrei Rebbe, that the female matures at 12 and the male at 13. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, you guys have it all backwards. Dvorim ha'amurim betinoket were the things that were said about the tinok. And dvorim ha'amurim betinok, those were the things that were said about the tinoket ha'amurim. So if the male walks in 11, we ask him about his nadarim. The female walks in at 12, we ask her about her nadarim. Omer this to my time at a Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that the 12th year shiur is for females and that they mature more quickly? Well, because it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, it says Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela. Vayiven is a lashon of bina, which must mean Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu bina yetera biisha yoter mi biish, that he invested her with greater bina, which means that she will mature more quickly. And therefore, the shiur, that extra word bina, is exactly the point of the shiur of Shem Yisrael. The idach. And what does Rabbi Shimon Elazar say? Does it not say va'iven? No. What this means is what Reish Lakish said it means. What is the meaning of va'iven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela asher lakach min ha'adam le'isha va'yevi'ea el ha'adam? What's the connection between va'iven and bringing her to Adam? The way you're learning, the va'iven has nothing to do with bringing her to Adam. But he certainly doesn't want a girl who's smarter than him. So why would it say va'iven et Hatzela? I'll tell you what it means. Vayiven means he built up her hairdo. So he gave her a permanent to make her look pretty, and then he brought her to the Yadav. That's the point. Lashon of binyan. You build the hair up all pretty. And building it up is Vayivyel Adam. I mean, he doesn't want to bring a messy haired girl to Adam. He'll look at her and say, what is this, a gorilla? So he first made her look pretty, and then he brought her to an Adam, and that's the Hamshik of the Pasuk. It's a beautiful Pasuk. That this teaches us, Malamet Shekal'a, Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first became her hairdresser. So he braided up her hair, made her look very pretty, and then Heviyah Etzel Adam HaRishon. And the fact is, until today, Bekarchei Hayam Korim L'Kli'ita Bniyata. Until today, they call that braiding thing, you know, this is the stuff they do in Africa, where they spend 3 days braiding each, what is it called? It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. All right, but it's a certain type of braiding. So that's Vayiva. And that's still called Bniya today. So according to this, there's no basis for saying that a female would mature more quickly. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, my time out. Okay, but what's this McCart say the other way around? It's simply a question of the reality is that involvement in the world changes your level of awareness. Now, girls are kept at home. Because of that, they mature less quickly because they don't have interaction. Boys are sent to school. Oh boy, what they find out about in school. So because of that, since a tinok is matsui bebet rabo, he becomes sneaky very early on. And nikneset ba mumiyot techila. And so he understands what a neder is. So see, we have to check his nadarim earlier. Iboilo. Ask the Gemara, what is the din of the issue of becoming a gadol toch hazman? How about during the 12th year for a boy, or during for a girl, or during the 13th year for a boy? Tolzman kilifneizman or kilaakersman? I don't see. What are you asking? Am I here? Do you ask about nedarim? I mean, the Mishnah says it's neither. It's lav kilifneizman because lifneizman it doesn't even help if he knows who he's talking about, and it's not kilaakersman. Kilaakersman, we don't need a bedika. It has its own special din. It says the entire 12th year for the girl, the entire 13th year for the boy, we're bidek, so this is a silly question. No, he's asking about the din of godliness. The question is that if he reaches puberty during the 13th year, she reaches puberty during the 12th year, Do we view those pubic hairs as being significant and attesting to true puberty or not? So la onashim mai. So Rav and Rav Chanina, they say Tosman Kilifnezman. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says Tosman Kilachrisman. This is very cute. That if they get pubic hairs during that time, then they're chayav an onshin, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Chanina, according to Rav, it's just considered to be, as we'll see later on, a hairy mole. I mean, babies can get hair because there's some kind of skin thing that we don't notice that causes hair to grow, but it has nothing to do with puberty. Omer of Nagra Yitzchak, and the simon, do you remember who said what? Is Zot Lifnim be Israel. Huh? Zot Lifnim be Israel has something to do with the simon. So some learn, Rashi has a number of pshat. One pshat is that the ones whose name is feminine, Zot, which is Rabbi Chanina, is Lashon feminine, is Lifanim, Iot Tochazman Kilifnezma. So Zot, the girly one, is Lefanim Yisrael. Another pshat is that the ones whose name is to be found inside Yisrael, which is Beis Reish, which is Rav, is the one who holds L'toch Asman is L'fnei Asman. Another pshat is the gematria of Rav and Rabbi Chanina, Rav and Rabbi Chanina equals 543, which is Be Yisrael. However, in order for that to work, you notice the change of the girsa in the Agos Sabach. Rav Rabbi Chanina with a hey. Because with an olive, it doesn't work. But that would prove that Chanina is meant to be spelled with a hey and not with an olive, which is a tremendous machlokas in Hilchos Gittin. How do you spell Chanina? So some bring a raya for this Gemara, that the gematria won't work out if you spell Rav Chanina with an olive. However, the Maram Ratzburg Tainas, this is ridiculous. You think the Simon was Rav Ve-Rabbi Chanina, we would include the Vav. Of course we're not including the Vav. So anyway, you have to take out the Vav. So how do you make up for the missing Vav? Clearly it's meant to be a gematria together with the number of otiot. But then it only works out if you take out the hay and turn it into an olive. So if anyway, this only way to add up to 543 is for Chanina spelled with an olive. So it's a riot that Chanina spelled with an olive. Very, very cute. Anyway, obviously it's not nogea when somebody spells his own name, then it goes according to how he spells it. But stop like this, if he's not used to signing his name that way, then how would we spell his name in a get?
This was
Eretz Yisrael. Oh, yeah, okay. That's part of the discussion. It's actually, and if the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's mashmah to korv. The korv, the name Chanina, is from the posik v'motzu Chanina, with a hey. So then it would have to be with a hey. So the question is, okay, in Aramaic, it becomes an olive. But then the Shaila is, okay, so then we go according to Pesuk, we go according to the Aramaic. There's another pshat, which is Zot Lefanim B'Yisrael, that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are Levian. And the ones who hold B'Yisrael, that hold Lefanim, is Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So therefore, the Yisraelim tainted Lefanim. Okay? In any event, we, with all this discussion, we should finally remember who said what. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina said Lefanim. What if Rav Amnuna? Explain to me the Mishnah, okay? Achar hazman hazeh, af al pi sha'obru, ein anu yodim l'shemi nadarnu, l'shemi yigdashnu, nidreim neder, v'hegdeshem hektash, okay? Now, what is that saying? That toch hazman is kilifnei hazman, right? No, it's only and only if it's Achar hazman hazeh. So then, it's considered to be a god. But before, any time before, is the equivalent of completely before. Amalei Rava, what kind of diak is that? You could have been medayik the exact opposite from the ratio. What are you doing? Kodem hazman hazeh, af al pi sha'amru yodim anu l'shem min hadarnu l'shem min yigdashnu, ein nidreim neder, ve'ein nidreim neder. Make the same diak. Ha'atoch hazman, but be kilach hazman. Well, I don't understand your dick. No, says the Gemara, Rava had no idea what he meant. Misunderstood him completely. Valohi, no. Rava Katoi, Rava made a mistake. He thought that Rav Hanunah was being medayik from those extra words again. Like we thought before, it was extra. So he thought that the idea over here was that Mimishna Yetera Kadayik. What do we need these extra words? So he said, if you're being medayik, the extra words are extra both directions. Why are you being medayik from one way, being medayik the other way? The dayik be safer, lidak mereish v'loi. Obviously, that wasn't what Rav Hanunah was bringing. We already went through why we need those words. Rav Hanunah was being medayik from the gufa meaning of the Mishnah, not from extra words. He was saying like this, listen, liachar zman, that is mentioned here in the Mishnah, explain to me what are we talking about. Is liachar zman mean, liachar zman, where there are signs of puberty? Or does it mean liachar zman, meaning he's 13 years old but has no pubic hairs? Obviously, he's still going to be a cotton. Nobody holds that you can be a gadol without having reached puberty. No such thing. So obviously when the Mishnah talks about toch hazman, it means toch hazman together with simoni, okay? El alav the aitik shtei sarot. So what the Mishnah is saying is that you need to have both signs of puberty and 13 years of age to be a gadol. That's the point. So you see from here that taima, the liachar zman, it's only because we consider the shtei sarot to be a sign of puberty la'aloka, is because the gomer leila milta, because we have the entire idea of the number of years and the signs of puberty together is the reason that the nadarim and nadarim. But if it would be toch hazman hazeh, even if it would be with puberty, it would still be kili fnei hazman. That's the point of the Mishnah, not the diak and the extra words. The very fact that we need to be talking about a 13-year-old, even though he already had signs of puberty. So you see from here, if you're not 13, we don't care about your pubic hairs. So toch hazman kili fnei hazman. There you go. That's my raya. Or maybe they're bechalal not broken and study with the lobits today. And then okay, show to the lohav yelohu. How come there was never any bleeding? Must be achar ba'aleha. Like, you know what's going on. And anyway, we would have to say achar ba'aleha. El anaf kabinik begon shabal b'tok shalosh u'matzadam u'ba'alei achar shalosh and also matzadam. So we could say, this is all done betulim. But if you're going to tell me it's stadiyur elomitzteh, so then that means that she was bleeding from dam nidais. Tashma. What is the meaning of the metaphor in the Mishnah? What's this notain etzba ba'ayin, Jess? Lomali. That's all. So my lava kamash when halacha, that just like an ayin is midamat, v'chozer to midamat, the betulim are midamat, meaning midamimet, and they're mezolas, and then they come back again, just like the ayin. Tan rabbanim ma'ase biyusni mita shalas svirias ben antoninos. Shabbat lifnei Rebbe, Amrala Rebbe, Isha bekamen yiseit, Amrala bat shalosh anim yom echad, ubekamen mitaberet, Amrala bat shtem esur shanam yom echad. Amrala, for babies. Ani nasati b'sheit v'yaladti b'sheva, chaval, oyla shalosh anim shalvadati b'beit Abba. What? Mimi, Abra, Latani, Rebbe, bekamen de Reb Nachman. Sholosh dashi misham shot b'moch k'tanam uberet u'minika. Ketana shemetitaber v'tamud. Uberet shemeteyase ubra sandal. Minika shemetigmolet b'navi yomot. Ve'ezoi ketana mibat yuda alef shanavi yom echad ve'ad bat shtemisre shanavi yom echad. Pachot mikan, yeter mikan, mishameshet v'olechet, divir abimir. Chachomim omri, Yeah, you can always be mishabesh et kedarkav olechet. Umina shomayim yirachemu. Shemer shomer p'taim Hashem. So Ibait Ema, listen, Yustani, I mean, the name like that, Asher Bissar Chamorim Bissarak, Vibait Ema, Asher Piem Dibrashav, Viminam Yamin Shakar. She never had that baby. Tana Rabbanan, Maasevi Shachat Shabbat Flame Rebbe Akiva, Amralo Rebbe, I was an abused child, Vivalti Betor Shaloshanim, Mani Lakuna, Amalek Shirat Lakuna. Well, she said, it's not quite abused, you see. I'm sholach ha-masha. L'mad ha-vad omele tinok sh'tam nalo etzbo b'dvash. Z'pam rishon ha-vishniya go'erba. But shlishit matzitsa. Amala, no, im ken psulat l'kuna. Ra'u tamidim istaklim b'za amala, what's the problem? L'mad ha-vad kashe b'nechem. Amala, whoever is such a thing? K'shem sh'kol ha-torah kol ha-alach l'mesh b'sinai. What's the nafkamina if she was having fun? And he's supposed to be a truma, but he's not makhil but truma. Supposed to be a miagabe mizbeach, like any other intercourse. When he's kelata yado, even though he, of course, is a kata. Vim balachat mikolara yotamorot betora. They would be mutina yado, but he, in both these cases, potter, is not chayba onashim. But, says the Gemara, the mashmuta, the mission is the kishiyagdil. All he has to do is give a get. Based on intercourse that he had when he was 9 years old, Vatanya Asubiat Ventesha Kim Ma'amar Begadol, just like Ma'amar Begadol to get the Ma'amaro, but he still needs Chalitzel Zikaton, Afbiat Ventesha, even though he needs to give her a get, but he'll still need Chalitza even after he's a Gadol. Amarav Achikamra, Lekishiyagdil, and he's Yivol, then he can be Tinked. But a chadetzrishon av yamecha nidorei nivdaki. But shtemesrishon av yamecha nidorei kayamin. And botkin kol shtemesrei ben shtemesrei for a male shon av yamecha nidorei filavdaki. Ben yudgimo shon av yamecha for a male nidorei kayamin. U botkin the entire 13th year. Kodim lezman hazeh afapishamru yodimanu l'shem yinadarnu l'shem yigdashnu. Ein nidrei neder ve'ein ekdesh nehekdash. La'akras man hazeh. Afa pisha amru enanu yodim l'shem yinadarnu l'shem yigdashnu. Nidra neder ekdesh nehekdash. Given the tone of bat 11 v'shana v'yom echad nidorei nivdakim. And also bat 12 v'shana v'yom echad nidorei kayamim. Obviously, in between is going to be nivdak. So lamalila to say the words that the entire time the idea is that you have to check. So botkim lo'olam, because sanka daitach amina that the idea over here is that botkim lo'olam kamash v'olam. The kibud atani bat yud bet shanav yom echad nidorei kayamim botkim kol 12 lamalila. Because sanka daitach amina lo'olam ramah shlosh yom b'shana chashurim shana. So if I was already Bodek Shloshim, and at that point she was Loyad al Afla, so then the year's over, basically. What's the point to be Bodek again? Ema tu lo limto kamashulam. So then, okay, then just say the following two. But you bet you yom echad nidorei kayamim. Ubotkin kol 12. Why do you have to say, bat echad esrei v'yom echad nidorei nivdakin, if you said already the entire 12th year? Obviously that starts. Bat yod al v'yom echad, it's that it's only stama b'shtemesrei by v'dika, and we don't ever have to go to b'chadesrei, but that's only if we don't have special information. But echad echazin alad echarifatvei, maybe we should go to even a year earlier. Kamashma never. Kodem hazman hazeh, achar hazman hazeh lamali. Sa'akadat gemina anim yelech lo ka'amri inu. Aval echad ka'amri inu, maybe nisvo ka'alayim. Therefore, Kamashma Tan Rabbana, Eilu Divrei Rebbe, but Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, you have it backwards. Dvorim Amurim B'Tinoket are actually B'Tinok Amurim. Dvorim Amurim B'Tinok are actually B'Tinoket Amurim. Om Rav Chista by time of the Rebbe, Dechtiva Yivan Hashem Lokim Tatsela, Malamet Shalatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bina Yeter Rabbi Isha Yoter Mi Ve'ish Ve'idach, That means that the Vayiven is associated with the Yaviyah, and made her look pretty. And then Aviyaitzel Adam. And then the word Vayiven is like today. Reb Shimon Elazar, my timer. Omer Shumar Rav Yitzchak Mitov Shekinok Matsui Bebeit Rabo Nichneset Bo Armumiyut Techila Iboilu Tolch Hazman Kilefnei Hazman O Kalach Hazman Amai Yochata Ilan Adorim. The Mishnah says Lav Kilefnei Hazman, where it's not Chalon all, and Lav Kalach Hazman, where you don't need Bedika. No, we're talking about La'on Shimai. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina Damer Tavayot Tolch Hazman Kilefnei Hazman, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damer Tavayo, Torch Zman Kela Acher Zman. Om Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the way to remember, Simonecha Zot Lefanim B'Yisrael. Motiv Rav Amnuna, Acher Zman Azaf Apisham Reino Niyodin, M'Shem Min Adarnu, M'Shem Yigdashu, Nidreyem Neder Egdeshem Egdesh. Mashma, that Torch Zman is Kilefnei Zman. Om Reb Rav, what? Hey Marisha, Kodem Zman Azeh, Af Apisham Yodim Anu L'Shem Min Adarnu, L'shem Yigdash, any dream neder, v'nekdesh amekdash, hotoch hazman, kila acher zman. No. Lo, Yirava made a mistake. Who sovar, Rav Amnuna, is being medayik just from the extra words, Mishnei Yetera kadayik. So he told him, look, I mean, the extra words in both directions. So what are you being medayik b'sefer? Go be medayik b'reisha. But that's not the case at all. V'loi, Rav Amnuna migul for the matit to come medayik. Mashma, that when we're talking about Lachar Zman, explain to me first, Hechidami, is it talking about the Lo'ayt Ishtei Sarot? So then he's definitely a Kota. Elav, that he was at Ishtei Sarot. And the only reason that we don't need to be biting the tether is only because it's 13, the Lachar Zman, or because Kamrina La Milta. So you see that without that, if it would be Tolcha Zman, then the Sarot don't mean anything, and they would be Kilifnei Zman. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
We're holding today on daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph in Meseches Nidah, Tav Shin Samach Hei. Wrote in the fourth line, Pachot Mikan, Kinotin Yitz Baba Ayin. The Mishnah is discussing at what shiur, what age, is there considered to be a Maisa Bia that is possible on a Ketana. And it says that below the age of 3 years, the act of Bia is no different than sticking a finger in an eye. In other words, the fact that it happens to be genitals is no different than using any other organ. There's no specific concept called intercourse. Iboyelu. Hani besubin meizel azlega osu odila itstudi hu delont mitzadi. When we say over here that bia has no impact on a ketana, does that mean that the besulim of a ketana, although they may be ruined in what appears to people as bia, they will always grow back beneath the age of 3 years old? Or does it mean that they're unaffected, basically, and they're just bent to the side, they're still supple, and because of that, the bitula remains a bitula? But my nafkamina, the nafkamina would be like this, kigon shebaal betoch shalosh. Say he sleeps with his child before she's 3 years old. Umatzadam, and she bleeds. Ubaal lahachar shalosh, velo matzadam. Now he sleeps with her after she's 3 years old, and she does not bleed. Now, if you tell me that indeed the first bleeding was a simon of breaking of besulim, and these besulim normally grow back, and the reason in this case they didn't grow back was because he was sleeping with it all the time, so there was never really any time for the besulim to repair themselves. It takes time to repair. So then, fine. Then there's no problem. Because shows to the Lahavile. There simply wasn't enough time for the Psulim to reform. And it's not surprising that there's no bleeding after three. You're going to tell me that these Betulim essentially are not really affected until she's after 3 years old. Then we have to ask ourselves, so why the heck does she not bleed when she's three? Because at that point, he should have broken her Psulim. Unless, same way she's been sleeping with him, she's been sleeping with somebody else. So that the other person broke her Psulim, and now, if she is, if he's a Kohen, even though she's a Ketana, it's not shy to say that she's anything but an Anusa, because even if somebody talked her into sleeping with him, that's still called an Ones when it comes to a Ketana. But a Kohen, even an Ones is also. So if he's a Kohen and he's married to this Ketana, he now, unfortunately, has to get rid of her because he's not allowed to sleep with her any longer, since it's the same as any woman that he finds without Psulim after he had already been Mekadesher. That's an afkamina, isn't it? Maskev lo ruchia bereda ravika, I don't understand. How is that an afkamina? You're telling me that on the side of the question you said that actually the Petulim are affected. Just that we're assuming it takes time for them to grow back, and since he's constantly having relations with her, when do they have a chance to grow back? On the basis of that svara, you're going to be matir. How do you know how long it takes to grow back? Maybe it grows back overnight. I mean, what kind of svara is that? You lamaisa have to establish that she's not a zayna. You have an indication in front of you that she doesn't have basulim. So now you're going to say, well, I mean, you know, it's reasonable. I mean, after all, they've been living together as a boy and wife, I guess you could call it, for all these years. I mean, so therefore what? So therefore you know that there was no opportunity for the psalm to go back, and you're going to rely on that. I don't understand where you get your information from that. Hasharas Hadas is going to now, you're going to say that will be matir when maybe she's a zayna. That's not a valid nafkamina. I would say like this. I mean, let's just see it inside. Man leimlan, and who tells us that a makar betok shalosh enoch ozeres la'alka? Maybe damage to the psulim before the age of three heals very rapidly, like most things at such a young age heals very rapidly, and maybe the reason that she's not bleeding is the same reason any woman doesn't bleed at that age. Acherbala, somebody else was the one who broke the psulim, and by the time you got to her on the next night, there weren't any psulim. So what's the heter? Ella, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Nafkamina. It's like this. Kigon Shaba'al Betok Shalosh Umasadan. Actually sleeps with her as a child, then she bleeds.
Before three.
Yeah, after three she's an adult. I'm calling her. Alright, so and now he sleeps with her again, the Akra Shalosh, she also bleeds. Now, yeah, the Mazel Azli they ought to. If you're gonna tell me that the Betulim are affected, but they grow back again. Okay, so then what we have over here is basically Dam Betulim. Dam Betulim, she bled twice from Dam Betulim. They grew back, and she bled again from Dam Betulim. I have to be choshish, there was Dam Nidas. But if you're going to tell me that it's Dudi with the Lo Mitzidi, that actually the Betulim are not affected until after she's 3 years old. So why did she bleed the first time? Must be because she bleeds machmas tashmish, and that kind of bleeding is in fact dam nidas. The first time is dam nidas
before she was shalosh.
Before, because otherwise, why would she be bleeding? My, then I'm asking you, what's the din? You could be medayik from the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah give us, this strange analogy sticking a finger in an eye. I mean, if you want to talk about penetrations, talk about sticking a finger in a nose. What? Stick a finger in an eye? You can't really stick your finger in an eye anyway. It's a funny metaphor, huh? Yeah, well, it sounds like this. Focus we can cannot answer by long in the mission they cannot answer by eye. First episode. Mission answer by just saying that focus we can, it's meaningless. I mean, trying to give me a metaphor, it's for nothing. Ella must be like this. My lava komashmala, specifically an eye. That just like an eye in midamad, the choseret in midamad, stick your finger in your eye and it causes tearing. Take your finger out of the eye, and a few minutes later, the eye is clear again. You stick your finger in the eye again, it'll tear again. It has a sack of tears that it will constantly replenish, and it'll clean itself out. So that's the metaphor, that the petulim, it's not the trap. You don't affect the petulim. You affect the petulim the way you affect your eye. When you stick your finger in the eye, you make the eye red, irritate it. So the petulim will also be affected the same way the eye will repair itself. So to the petulim will refer itself. So petulim mezo asli. Indeed, they'll be affected. Viatu, they'll come back again. Otherwise, the metaphor in the Mishnah is completely meaningless. That's all right. Tana Rabban, Maasebi Houston. There was once a Maisa with Houston. We have ignition, and she was the daughter of Asvirius ben Antoninus. And she came to Rebbe, of course Rebbe was a good friend of her grandfather. Armalosa, she said to Rebbe, Rebbe Isha Bakaman, he said, how young can a woman be when she gets married? Amrala, but she could be 1 year old.
3 years
old. Bakaman Bitaberet, how old does she get pregnant? Amrala, but you'd be Shanavi Omechad, 12 years old. Amrala, she said to him, well, I'll tell you something. I mean, he safety b'sheish. I was 6 when I got married. The alarat b'sheva, and I had a baby at 7. I can tell you one thing: if I would have known you could have gotten married at 3, you couldn't have kept me behind. Oy l'shal shanim she b'alati b'beit abba. What a shame! I wasted 3 years. I could have been enjoying myself, and instead I was sitting over there watching TV. Now the shaira is like this. Not exactly a Western vision of sexual morality. I like our modern ideas. Umimi Abra asks the Gemara, it came as such a shock for them, you know, that Freud, Schopenhauer, women actually would like to have sex. What a finish. They're such children, it's beyond belief. Asks the Gemara, how could she have a baby at 7? Ratani Rabibi come here now. Rabibi said, halacha like this. Sholesh Noshim Misham Shos Bemolk. There's 3 states in which a woman uses birth control. Kitana, if she's too young to have a baby safely. Mi'uberet, if she's pregnant. Or if she's nursing, Umenika. The reason being, Kitana Shemet Itaber Betamut. We're afraid if she's too young, she won't be able to handle the pregnancy. It's dangerous for her. Mi'uberet, if she's pregnant, we're afraid that she might actually reconceive and destroy because of the sandal question that we had earlier, where there's another embryo that's growing. It can destroy the existing embryo. Push it, not leaving enough room. And menika shema tigmalet benar. She's nursing, and if she becomes pregnant while nursing, it will ruin her milk supply, and that puts the baby in danger. You can't have a woman who can't nurse her child.
So the inference is that the inference is that girls that are very young could be extremely fertile.
No. The ezoi ketana. What defines a ketana in this din that she should be using birth control? It's dafka, she needs to be 11 years old. Until the age of 12. But before the age of 11, she doesn't have to worry about getting pregnant, so she doesn't need birth control, so we don't have to hand it out in school. And if she's over 12, so it's okay, she can handle the pregnancy. So vita, she doesn't have to use birth control. Now, but that shows that we don't have to worry about a pregnancy before 12 years old, before 11 years old. And here she's saying that she got pregnant when she was 6. So how is that? By the way, before we end the brisa, we have a machlokes. This is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Pachot bikano yetrakan mishameshet v'olechet. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Bechag is speaking of the way the daf always ties in with current events. Bechachomim omrim achat zo v'yachat zo mishameshet k'darka v'olechet u'min ha'shamayim yirachamu. Shenemar shem repsoim Hashem. So here we have the machlokes. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham? The Chacham is saying she doesn't need to use birth control because shem repsoim Hashem. So machlokes, whether that means she's not mechuyev to use birth control, because if she wishes to, she can allow herself to be shemirah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemira. Or whether you're mechuyev to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemira, and that you're not allowed to use the birth control. Now this is a major machlokes, obviously, through the Torah over here. What is Rabbi Meir Shita? Rabbi Meir saying she must use birth control. And the Chachamim are saying she doesn't have to. Or Rabbi Meir is saying she can, and the Chachamim are saying she can't.
Isn't there, do they both hold that you can become pregnant or not?
No, we're talking about, for whatever reason, we're using birth. First of all, stop. First of all, stam. Let's just get the machlokas straight where it is necessary to use birth control. Now, the question in the Gemara, getting back, this is an aside, getting back to the Gemara, what's the machlokas in the Gemara? The machlokas in the Gemara has only been a gea, the question of whether she has to make sure she doesn't get pregnant. But everybody's masking that she doesn't need to worry about getting pregnant before she's 11. And here, Houston claims ignition before by the time she's 6. She gives birth already at 7. So how do we explain that? Well, Iboy Seima Asher Psar Hamorim Besaram. I mean, nobody ever said an animal can't give birth younger. We're talking about Jews. The Torah compares Goyim to the flesh of Hamorim. In the same way, I mean, certainly it's possible to have mammals, primates, that give birth early. Those are not the shiurim. We already saw that the metabolism of a Jew is a very strange metabolism. V'bay seymor, you know what? The other solution is she's just a rotten liar. Because it says that shepiyim diber shav, they always lie. So she's coming to Rebbe, she's telling him a lie. V'yaminam yamin shaker. They rely on this guy, but if she make a shvua, we believe her. Tanya rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'yishach ha'chabat lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Another mice with a woman who came to Rabbi Akiva and she said to him, Rabbi, Nivalti Betor Shalosh Shanim. I was beneath the age of 3 when I had a relationship with a guy, and there was posel for Kuhuna, this guy, and I want to know if I'm allowed to marry a kohen. So, Ma ani le Kuhuna? Am I going to be posel for the Kuhuna or not? So she said. So he said to her, "I'm a lakshirat akuna. You never slept with anybody. If you're beneath the age of 3, so it's kenosin etzba b'ayin. As Clinton said, I never had sex with that lady. So that's not that's not called having sex with that woman. From talk, lady. Amra lo. So she said, well, you know, I got to tell you the truth, Rebbe." And Sholach HaMashal, I mean, let me put it nicely. Lama davar domeh. You know what it was like? It was sort of like a kid. This is a baby. You grab his thumb and you stick it into honey. Now, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. He screams. You know. And then you stick it into honey again. He screams again. The third time he realizes the honey is fun. And he enjoys the honey. So he goes now to stick his finger in honey himself. So I discovered the honey pot. It wasn't like it was unpleasant. I was enjoying this the whole time. So maybe already that's called znus. So the ma davar domeh tinok shetamna la etzvo bedvash. Pam Rishana Vishniya Goebam. So the first two times the baby complains, like on my finger. But the third time, Matzitzah, he sucks the honey off himself. Oh my Allah, so Rabbi Akiva says to her, oh, I mean, look, if that's the case, Sulat Vakuhuna. I mean, so you, I mean, you're a Zayn already at the age of 2 years old. Rahat Almidim is fapping Febazai. He's the guy saying, well, what kind of crazy psak is that? Amar Lahem, so he turns to Talmidim and says, well, what's the problem? Lama Adavaka Shebeinechem, well, what, you hold my psak is no good. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, well, I understand, what is this, a moral issue here or a halacha issue? Shem shikola tara kula halacha lomer shemisin. I kuta mi bat shalosh shanim, shira lakuna. Halacha lomer shemisin. What are you coming around here giving us your pirish that, so she enjoyed it too much? What does that have to do with the price of eggs in China? And of course Rabbi Akiva didn't mean it. It was ridiculous. Rabbi Akiva lo omra lo chadei baza talmidim. He wanted to see whether he can fool is Talmidim by this nonsense. You know, everybody nods sagaciously, yes, yes, that's Taka Zaina. So Baruch Hashem, he's a good Talmidim.
Where is she? Where is she? She's already walked out.
No. Of course he didn't tell her. Tell her a lie.
She's Kshera Lakuna.
Of course she's Kshera Lakuna. It's a silly question. She was asking, and she thought it has something to do with some kind of moral question.
What age did she come to him?
What?
How did she get to him when she was already
four? She was already four?
Four.
Well, that's how I didn't know you. Ben Teisha Shadim, the Yom Echad. Now we're moving on to the males. Yesterday we discussed Bat Shaloshanim. That's the shir in which he's Roy Levia. Ben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad Shabal Yavim To Kana. So he, if he sleeps with his Yavama, once he is Roy for Bia, he now becomes the real Yavam. And since the Terah was Maknahim, the rishus of the dead brother, even though a cotton doesn't have kinyonim, but over here the Torah puts it into his rishus as if he was the brother. So here's a real yavam. Ve'inoten get achiyat yavam. But if he wants to get divorced, there's no way to get divorced from her. Because the kinyon the Torah gave him, and the divorce, he has to achieve it, he doesn't have das, so it's not going to help him. And if he sleeps with her as a nida, or with anyone as a nida, he's metame as a bael nida, not as a negea benida. Whereas if he would only have been 8 years old, he would just have been a negea benida. Nafkamina will be, of course, letame mishkef tachtein, like el yonah shozov, the way we explained every bael nida. Uposel ve'ino ma'achil betruma. Furthermore, this 9-year-old, if he is a pasul lekuna, let's see, he's a mamzer, right? He can pasul now a woman to a kohenes, he can pasul her. So she becomes now a chalolo who's psula from eating truma by her father. That he can do. But he cannot be machil truma. Let's say he's a kohen. And now he takes his yavama, even though that Yavama is now his Yavama, but there's no Kinyan Lagabi Truma, because ain't Kinyan Lakut.
But what about?
There's only a definition of Yibum to give him by the Torah. In order to be Matir Achilas Truma, it has to be Kinyan. The Torah uses it, right? We use the word Kinyan. Kinyan he doesn't have. So he cannot feed her Truma.
And his brother's Kinyan is gone.
Yeah, she's an Israeli. Uposel et habeimami agabe hamizbeach. Now, if he has a relation with an animal, he passes that animal, of course, only from the mizbeach. There's no iser on the chil of such an animal. And if there are witnesses, two witnesses, niskevet al yado, this animal, although he is potter from all umshin, this animal will be niskevet. Furthermore, if now he sleeps with any of the arayas, they will all be, if they are willing, they will all be chayev, if they are, the women are gedolot, even though he's potter, because he's a kotter. But the act was still an act of bia, it was an act of erva. You don't need to have both sides of the act responsible in terms of ownership. It's interesting, the Achronim point out a fascinating distinction that by a katana, we view the seduction of a katana, even if she desires that seduction, to be an ones. Because her lack of das is per se the fact that, so she thought. But the thinking of a katana is the equivalent of an ones. The Mela, we don't talk about the case of the Behema because over there was no participation in the Znus. But only by the male, you cannot never say that he's considered to be an Ones. Why? Because Ein Kishrei Ela L'Das. And that's true even of the Katan. So by definition, he has to have been involved not as an Ones in this Bia. The Mela, he can also be Mechayev the animal. I said there's a beautiful or Sameach that brings all the different Gemaras. It never talks about Ketana. It says Koton ben Gimel Shonim v'ha'isha. Because Pochis, in your days, she's feminine. Says the Gemara, okay, let's take a look at that first opening of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he can't give a get until he becomes a Gadol. Doesn't that sound like, okay, he married her, and now when he becomes a gadol, whenever, 3 years later, he'll become a gadol, let's say, and then he'll give a get, and then he can walk away. But that's not true. Are you telling me, l'kishiyagdil, beget sagima, that all he needs to do to walk out of this relationship is to give her a get? Because she's already a yavama midiraisa, because he took her when he was 9. Well, Tanya, the Brisa says in Yevamos that asu biat ben tesha ki ma'amar begadol. It's a fascinating halacha. We know that the Chachomim created the equivalent of kiddushin for a Yevama, even though in the Torah a Yevama is already zikuka to her Yevama, and in consummating that zika, that's the end of what the Torah expects you to do. There's no preliminaries of giving kedushin that would be without the case of Yibum. The Chachomim created a kedushin of a Yavama. And the kedushin of that Yavama is called Ma'amar. Now there's two achievements of that kedushin. First of all, again, all midrabanan, if a brother gives Ma'amar, then the other brothers are no longer suitable to do the Yibum, and they won't partner with their chalitz. Again, all this min rabban. Secondly, since it's the equivalent of a kiddushin, he needs to give her a get if he subsequently decides, I want to give her chalitz. No. Now you need to give her a get, because you already took her to some extent. There's many other small nafkaminas in specific cases. Here, what's interesting is they said that even though the bia v'katan is sufficient to consummate the yibum relationship, but because of the fact that a katan doesn't have kinyanim, so the Chachamim said, let's treat this as a semi-kinyan, as if it would be the equivalent of mimer of a gadol, and therefore he'll need to sleep with her again as a gadol in order to really consummate the yibum. Well, but it was as if he made mimer, that's the thing.
He's in the middle.
So therefore, since he made mimer, what's the halacha? It's not going to be enough for him to give a get, because a mimer obviously needs chalitza. That's midiraisa over here, midirabona. It's the equivalent of mimer, but the inverse. Midiraisa does not need chalitza. Midirabona needs chalitza. Midiraisa needs a get. Over by the mimer of a gadol, it's the opposite. Midirabona needs a get. Midiraisa needs chalitza. Okay, but it boils down to the same thing. The Mishnah is saying that he can give a get, Mashmi could just walk away. But Lamaisa, the Chachami made a takana, that he can't just give a get, and that we'll have to treat it as if he had only given her mimer instead of bin Mashlim the Kenyan of Yibam. So why doesn't he have to do Chalitza? According to this, we should say that just like Ma 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 the Gadol, So it's get lemar maro, the chalitza lezikato. So the maimer requires a get for the maimer and a chalitza for the yibum. Ab biat katan ben tesha, sarir get lemar maro, the get, okay, that's the equivalent of the maimer. For the maimer, even though it's really here for the yiraisa. And which still need chalitza for the zika, which has been rabbana. Amarav says, Rabbi, the Mishnah is not coming really to address the issue of the takana and the katan. I mean, the Mishnah is simply pointing out that the fact that he was a katan who was able to consummate yibum doesn't mean that he's shy of being levatel this yibum with a get. That's all the Mishnah is saying. If you want to read the Mishnah correctly, la halacha, so understand the Mishnah like this. Okay, come on. Likishi yagdil yivol. After he becomes a godol and he can't have kinyon and he should sleep with her again. Now he has a kinyon gomor, and now he can give her a get as a godol. But we're not coming to discuss that question of the. Yeah, please, thank you.
But you can continue the evil.
Of course, I'm saying. But if he wants to give her a get, he can't just give her a get. He'll have to sleep with her one last time, even though he can't stand her, and then he can give her a get. Because otherwise you're going to have to give her a chalitza and a rabbona.
And he can't do that?
He can. It's not a very pleasant thing. It's more pleasant to sleep with her and to give her a get. We always try to avoid a chalitza situation.
But he has to be how old to be boel?
To be boel? 9. We don't want to know how old he has to be boel. We don't want to know how old he is to make kinyanim. He has to be bar mitzvah. Yeah, we're trying to create kinyanim over here.
But if he has das, then how do you apply?
Why should it be such a laugh for me then?
He doesn't need das. That's the das to have an erection is not das to have a kinyan. Okay. A completely different issue, but it's das to be involved and not to be an onus.
What happens between 9 and 13?
What do you mean? What happens if he doesn't like her? What happens? There's always divorce Italian style. Well, seriously, what is the question? No, what do you mean? They're perfectly, they're boy and wife. You know? Seriously, there's certainly no problem. Except, of course, the old problem, according to Rabbi Meir, who's afraid maybe he's sterile, and if he's sterile, then they're erva. Right, but I'm saying, other than that, there's no problem.
Look, the Heilige Commissioner.
Bat achat esrei shana v'yom echad, nidorea nivdakim. The next year that we get to, after the age of 3 for the female, and after the age of 9 for the male, is the age of 11 for a female, and the age of 12 for a male. Legabe, what is that? That's legabe nidorim. Since the Torah uses a lashon yatli, that means that there is something that is called hafla'a before you're quite mature, before you're an isha, before you're an isha. So the year before maturity, before puberty, so for a female that would be 11, from the 11th birthday, if that's how we understand the Yom Echad, again, we had the 3 sheet, this would be the same year. Nidoreon nivdakim. We have to check her nidorim to see if she's aware of what it is that she is doing. And that she means her neder, whether it's a neder of Isser, whether it's a Hegdash that she's giving to the Shamayim, does she understand what it means in terms of HaKadosh Baruch? Because if she just thinks she's giving her word, that doesn't mean anything. A word doesn't, what's a word? Your person, or your word is not worth more than your persona. But if she understands that a neder involves HaKadosh Baruch, or a Hagdasha involves HaKadosh Baruch, and what the implications of that are, then she can make a neder. But we don't make an assumption of such a thing. We give her a test. The Rambam learns Nidoreon Nivdakim Sipshat, we give her a test every neder. Explain exactly what you meant. So there, Bat Shtemesre Shana V'Yom Echad, once she's already a Bat Mitzvah, we don't give a Bedikah to her. Nidoreon Merkayomin by definition. Ubotkim Kol Shtemesre, the entire 12th year, we keep asking her. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the Chiddush in that? You said Nidoreon Nivdakim. Ben Shtemesre Shana, male of the age of 12, V'yom Echad, Nidorav Nivdakim, But once he's ben yud gimel, shana v'yomet, once he's 13 years of age, nidarav kayamim, by definition, is the dharma kayamim without any tests. Ubotkin kol shloshetzar, and we check him the entire 13th year until his bar mitzvah. Kedem lizman hazeh, before the age of 11, or before the age of 12 for a male, even though they're shouting and they're saying, hey, 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 give us a test. We know. Doesn't help. After the age of 12 or 13 where they're bar mitzvah, then even though they said, yeah, we know what we're doing. We gave that $100,000 donation to Agdash. What are we? We're just kids. We don't know what we're talking about. Hello, give us back our money. No, it's too late. Nidran neder v'Agdash and Agdash. At that point, we have to take their neder and Agdash seriously. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to be full of a lot of repetitious things. I mean, you started saying, given the tana bat achat sushan am yom echad, nidorei nivdakim. You said, first of all, we have to check the Nidorim. So, why do you then have to say, but if she's bat mitzvah, we don't have to check the Nidorim? I mean, because that's what you're saying. Once she's bat mitzvah, because we describe the shir of bat mitzvah later. So why do you have to tell me, and when she's bat mitzvah, then the Nidorei HaKayamim? I mean, you've told me that only because she's a year before bat mitzvah, do we need to check her Nidorim. So why do I need the next piece? What do you mean, why do I need the next piece? I mean, isn't it possible you would have thought that Sa'akadai v'chamina and botkin la'olam, that maybe the nature of a neder requires, the only reason it says 11 means before 11, it doesn't help to check, and we wouldn't check. But after 11, we would check. But that doesn't mean that we won't check when she's 14 too, just to make sure that she knows what she's talking about. And there's people that just babble at the age of 14 also without knowing what they're saying. Some emailer, maybe it means we would check. Kamash Malam, he has to tell us that we only check in the 11th year and not in the 12th year and not in the 13th year. Once she's 12, then already there's nothing to check. Okay, so let me ask you something else then. Once we said, given the Tani Bat Yud Beit Shanam Yom Echad Nidorea Kayamim, once we said that, so what is the point of saying that Kol Shtei Mesrei? I mean, obviously, you're saying from the age when she's bat mitzvah, then her nedarim are kayam. No, so now you made it clear to me that before the age of bat mitzvah, we need to check any time before the age of bat mitzvah, not only the first day of the year of before bat mitzvah. Correct? You already expressed the parameters. You said from the time that she's 11 years old until the time she's 12 years old is basically what you said, because you said, and from 12 years old, her nedarim are kayamim. So now, am I stupid or what? I mean, don't I understand that means that from the time you're 11 until the time she's 12, then we have to check. So, what was the point of saying, and you have to check it that whole year? I mean, obviously you have to check it all year. You told me about the beginning of the year, and then you told me about the end of the year. What else could it mean? Of course it means you have to check the whole year, right? What's the chiddush? So, botkin kol shtei mesrei lomu.
Which is the 12th year?
12th year is when she's 11 years old.
Kol shana means
in the 12th.
In the 12th year. She's not 12 years old yet.
In the
12th. So what's the point? No, point is like this. Sa'akadai chamin, I would have thought like this. We know that there's a shita shloshim yom b'shana chashuvim shana, right? Okay. And it's not the pshat that every day of the year there's a new halacha about the year. So let's say that we check her now, 30 days into her 12th year. She doesn't know what she's talking about. So basically, we already gave her the IQ test. What, we're going to give her now another IQ test a week later, 2 weeks later? We've established that as a 12-year-old, as an 11-year-old, as an 11-year-old who's well into her 12th year, she doesn't know about Nadarim. So now we're going to have to check her again. Why can't we establish that? So Ema Tulo Limtok, so we don't have to check her anymore. Kamashvon, it's not a din in time. It's a din in a gradual maturation process. So if a week later she says a neder, so we have to check her again. And according to the Rambam, It's not a din in a particular level of achievement. It's a din in what is meant at that time. So even if we've established that she knows what she's talking about, she makes another netter a week later, as is well known of anyone who's ever fathered teenagers. Sometimes they're somewhat mature, and at other times they're total idiots. So maybe she made this netter when she was a total idiot, and the other netter she made when she was in that strange state of semi-maturity that you find. I mean, but you can't say, it's not a one-time issue. That's the Kamash Ramon, so the Mishnah has to give us that insight. Okay, fine. So that much I understand. Now let me ask you something. Listen, Hani Tarte Babi, why don't I just say like this? Bat Yitvek Shanav Yom Echad, Nidorea Kayamim, and then say, Ubot King Kol Shem Esrei. And you have to check it all 12th year. I mean, the 12th year usually begins at her 11th birthday. So why do I have to give the whole introduction and say first, from her 11th birthday on, you check. And from the 12th birthday, you don't have to check. And you have to check the whole year. I mean, just say, once you tell me you check a year before her bat mitzvah, so I already know that that year begins when she's 11. What was the point of talking out it from Batis Chavisrev Yom Echad Nidorel Nivdokim? That piece, Lomali, what does that piece add? No. I'll tell you what it adds. Like this. Easter. Because Salka Daida Ramina, Stoma B'Shtemisrei Boi B'dika, B'Alchatisrei Lo Boi B'dika. I would have said that if you're telling me you need a B'dika the whole year, right? And you only know that, you're saying like this, Nidorim are kayomim from the age of 12. But a whole year, you gotta make sure that she doesn't know what she's talking about, because if she knew what she was talking about, it'd be a good netter. So I would have thought the pshat is that it's not giving us a real shear. It's telling us that there is, the year before you have to worry already about her being mature enough to make nidorim. Suppose Lamaisa, this is a child prodigy, and from the time she's 9 years old, she's graduated Harvard, she knows exactly what she's talking about. I mean, so there I don't have to be baidik. I would think, in other words, that the Mishnah is telling me min hastam, but obviously if I recognize, if I see her as being unusually intelligent, then obviously the Mishnah is just telling me where I have to be chayshish for intelligence. And if I know that she's intelligent, so then I'd have to check before. So then I should also I should check her in her 11th year also, unless it's only in her 12th year. Kamash Malam, therefore, it tells us, starting on the 11th birthday, that's when you need to do it. But it's a shear. Starting on the 11th birthday. No matter how intelligent she is before, it will make no difference. Yeah, but so then why did you have to say kodem azman hazeh v'achar azman hazeh? We don't have to check. That already includes that. So now you're telling me the reason I had to say that was to know that before that I don't. But that, then that's the next statement that you make. So the Mishnah is like full of these redundant statements. So why do you have to now say kodem azman hazeh v'achar azman hazeh lamali? Ah, that's something else. That's because Sargadayit Hamina, I would have said, the whole Mishnah up until that point defines what we have to do. Do we have to be better than that? Before 11? No. After 12? No. But suppose they themselves insist, they come to Pesach and they say, now listen here. We knew exactly what we were talking about. Now these are 2 10-year-olds. We knew exactly what we were talking about. We made this netter. This is what happened as a result of it. This money belongs to Hegdash, whatever, right? This guy is being loyal to Hegdash. I mean, whatever, they're tining the president. We're not coming to find out. So if Hegdash the Kamri, Inu, if they themselves come to president and they insist that they know what they're talking about, the Mishnah was only talking about the question of what we have to be concerned about. So should we go out and find out? But if they say they know, we should rely on them even before then. Kamashban, therefore, says before this time, it's absolutely meaningless. After this time, if they come along and they say, what do we know? We don't know anything. We were just, you know, shooting our mouths up. Doesn't mean anything. That's what it adds, that even if they volunteer information, it's meaningless. Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa, clarifies that Eilu Divrei Rebbe, This is what Rebbe holds. But Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds the exact opposite. That Dvarim ha'amurim betinoket, betinok amurim. Actually, the maturity level of 11 years old that the Mishnah ascribes to a female is actually meant for a male. A male who is young is intelligent enough to make a neder, not a female. And Dvarim ha'amurim betinok, betinoket amurim. And that the opposite is true. The tinok, which we said over here, we need to do a bedika for him. Here it says in our mission at the age of 12, means that a tinoket who's already bat mitzvah still is assumed not to be intelligent enough to make a neder unless we examine her. Omer Chista, my time of the Rebbe, what is Rebbe's reasoning for saying that the female is more mature than the male? Dichtiv vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yiven Hatzela. What that means is Shinatana Kadosh Baruch Hu bina yitera b'isha. That shows clearly that he increased the level of intelligence of a female beyond the male, yoter mi b'ish, which means that if she is 11, she's the equivalent of a male who's 12. And therefore the Mishnah says that it's a year earlier. Now remember that we're talking over here not about a shear of godless that has to do with puberty and so on and so forth. We're talking about a special halacha that the Torah gave for the din of neder, which has to do with intelligence, right? I mean, otherwise this whole thing is absurd. The shear in the Torah is weird, as the Talmidim told Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It's, you know, who cares? Why are you trying to define it according to this person or that person? This is a shear like everything else in the Torah. I mean, we have a very intelligent child, therefore he doesn't need to be bar mitzvah, and she doesn't need to be bar mitzvah. But this is a special halacha with a chalos of the neder, which of course doesn't imply anything in terms of onesh, but means if a child makes something hekdesh, and I have to make onesh, is a function of their awareness. Okay, so if that's the case, then the Torah says a female is more aware than a male.
Is that le'olam, or just after that certain point in time?
Then we'll talk about that in a moment. V'idach, whereas Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, when it says vayiven, it's not talking about brains, it's talking about hairdos. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a hairdresser. He didn't bring a raw woman. He brought a very attractive lady that was all dressed up and quite dressed, but at least braided. You know, I mean, this was a center girl. I mean, a centerfold girl. This was not just some raw mammal that he brings to the Adam. These were very intelligent people with good taste.
So HaKadosh
Baruch Hu had to show him that she would make a good wife for him. But that's what vayiven. Why do I say vayiven means a hairdo? Because shkin bekacha hayam korim lekliyata bniyata. Because, you know, out there on the island, you know, but they speak it like this. Over there, they call it their hairdo. They call it, build it. Yeah, we make it nice. So yeah, we build it nice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was born there, the Chava. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about brains. We're talking about hair. This is very much like today, two ways of looking at women. Have the sexist. Yeah, the opposite sexist. The women are more intelligent. That's the machlokes here. How do we look at it? That's what you said. That's
the
your thing.
Statistically,
of course.
I have a statistician, but as far as IQ with women, that their tests and they stay along a mean line quite a bit. even though they're the same intelligence according to the test, their variations are pretty high. There are a lot of smart, a lot of dumb guys out there, a lot of whereas most women are.
She needed the scheitel immediately. After the wedding, she needed the scheitel already.
Yeah, but that was later.
But why? Does nobody else have
that? She had a little bit of time at least to enjoy her life.
And what's the reasoning of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, my time? I'm Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Mitoch shatinok matzui bebeit rabo nichneset bo armumiyut tchila. A male is exposed, and therefore his exposure gives him more awareness, to give him street smarts, armumiyut. And that street smarts allows him to be aware of what he's doing and the implications of what he's doing and so on, whereas a female remains naive longer because she's not as exposed. This is amazing, the Kuna, because obviously, as the Rishonim asked, so in other words, is he seriously saying that a kid who doesn't go to school, so if the kid is homeschooled, so then his letter doesn't have to be checked before he's, that doesn't make any sense. Certainly not going to say that this is a shear. I'm like, what does this come? Where is this? This is supposed to be a shear that we're understanding what the Torah is referring to. So we're making it dependent on the particular individual, what kind of school he goes to, and is it Montessori school? Or is it what kind of crazy thing is this? So it's interesting that the Tosfos is bothered by it. So Tosfos says, okay, it means even if he doesn't go to school, he generally males get around. So he's already out there. What doesn't he? He's got friends. No, it's a mess. I'll be showing that if he lives on a farm and he doesn't get out there. So what does it mean? It's interesting. Lost in the rush. He's not going to be different than his father and his grandfather. In other words, this what he's saying is a Talmudic thing, that the part of the definition of what it is to be a male. Is this type of social interaction that actually becomes a definition of your maleness. It's not simply a question of the specific individual and how he reacts. It means built into the condition of maleness is an armumiyut that is expressed in this way and so on, but it doesn't need that to bring it out. Right? It's a fantastic thing. It means that social interaction has to be viewed as part of the evolutionary process. It's not that we talk about, okay, those things that are completely genetic. There's also the interaction, but this is, by the way, a very modern shita, which is now catching on very strongly, that genetics has to be seen and understood in the context of how it impacts the world around it and is impacted by it. Right? So in other words, you have a bower bird. The bower is part of evolution, not just the bird.
What bird?
A bower bird makes a very complex home for itself, a bower. Right? So in other words, we need to see the impact of the world around, or upon the world
nature
around.
Nature and nurture?
No, it's more than that. It's more than that. The nurture is a different question. We're not even talking about nurture. We're talking about the built-in interrelationship that is mitchayev, from genetics that is going to impact on the world and in turn is going to have an impact. In other words, if you see pipelines in Alaska, I always tied this. It was before my time. But I always tied it. If you see pipelines in Alaska and you're complaining about the impact of human beings on the environment, that they destroy the natural environment, it's a complete error. Pipelines in the environment are no different than bowers made by birds. It's just that human beings build pipelines. That's all. So the level of interaction with the environment is a different level of interaction, but it's all genetically mandated interaction.
But so in that case, it's all embarrassing.
You're looking at the nature of a planet that has intelligent primates on it. So of course it'll have pipelines. It's the same way you would say you're looking at a planet that has birds that have developed a certain level on it, so it'll have nests on it. so what are you going to say? Therefore what? The nest is a violation of the tree. Understand that part of the tree, the interaction of trees and birds creates nests. Okay?
That's right.
So the polar bear sees the pipeline and built it into his genetics is how that animals are not going to
yes or no. That is not necessarily, it's true that in an ultimate sense it impacts upon everything, but it's exactly as much of nature, precisely the same as everything else. And that's very much part of the Shlomo HaMelech's comment, that all of technology is part of the competitive drive that is evolutionary. But it's a called kinas mishmerayehu, that's all. If you see the rare thing in the world that is not part of that drive, see Beis HaMikdash. Now you know there's people that are changing, that are fair. You see Bris Mila. Now you know there's people that are changing nature. But anything else is just, that's nature. There's a word for it. It's a whole movement.
Before every time, the pipeline was.
No, I'm saying I said it in Alaska on the pipeline.
Right.
But this whole concept of expanded evolution is a new thing that is just now. Okay. Yeah, it continues. So he tainas that Tina is Matsu based Rabbi Nichtsbar Mumius Trila. Now, I must tell you that everybody asks, Rishonim and Acharonim, how we can explain Vayivan Hashem Elokim Bina Yisera Beisha if we say Nashim Da'atan Kalis.
What? Yeah.
We say Nashim Da'atan Kalot. And here it says that they have Bina Yisera.
Bina
obviously, in the development of language, which is part of the development of Torah, we now know that that question is not a meaningful question. Because, the ones who actually articulated that it's a meaningless question is basically from the Maral on. It was the Maral who went to define those words. But when you have a loose sense of Bina and Das being intelligent, you know, understanding, insight, and so on, then you think it's a question. Once you clearly differentiate between Bina and Das, it's not only no question. The fact that there's Bina Yetera means that there's less Das, by definition. It's the same way that we understand that someone who is highly intuitive is much less connected to a particular version of reality, which means he has less Das and more intuition. There's no question at all. It's a naive question. But remember that what to us seems to be a naive question, before these ideas are articulated, is not at all naive. All the Rishonim deal with this question. Now, the early explanations went along the line suggested maybe by Scott. That was one of the approaches. That up to a particular point, then the rapidity of mental development of women is greater than of men. But having reached that particular point, then already it's no longer true. And of course you can have greater intelligence in men than you would have in women. That would be one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, there's literally 10 or 15 different tirutzim on this. Another way of looking at it is that this was true only up to the time of the Eitz Hadas, but the Klola, half the Achil of the Eitz Hadas, affected women in this area too. It's just that the simple biological early development of a body is the equivalent of before the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, Lagabi Onas Nidorim, they would be quick. But life, as an adult, there would be a greater Klola on the Isha. And so on and so forth. And again, the Rambam explains it in terms of, he doesn't articulate the question, but the Rambam explains it in terms of an overall more rapid playing out of life. Because he says that women live less than men, which was certainly the case in his time, statistically, and therefore their life plays out more rapidly. In other words, because any life form is split in the times of its development according to its lifetime. So that the woman matures earlier because she dies earlier. Okay. And there's many other similar types of things, but I think in reality, it's basically a naive question. Iboyelo, ask the Gemara like this. Tov zman kilifnei zman o kilachri zman. Now this is a general question that really is raised not legabi the dinim of onas nedarim, which is a function of intelligence, but rather it's raised legabi the actual din of bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah. And what we're asking is early puberty, and let's say that we're allowing her to have a din vis-a-vis neder as a gedola at 11. Suppose she would actually reach puberty at 11. Would she be a Gedela? Suppose a male would reach puberty at 12. Would he be a bar mitzvah? Would he be a gadol? Now, the Gemara is going to ask the Gabi what we mean this question. Lamai Yilka, so what are you asking? I mean, if you're asking Lagabi Nadarim, we've already seen that Nadarim do not have to do with puberty. I mean, nobody made any mention of puberty over here. All we mentioned was giving an intelligence test. So, I mean, Lavkilif Nez Mandami and Lavkilachis Mandami, it's simply irrelevant. Puberty is not relevant to Nadarim. Ela La'onashim, what we want to know is, in terms of all of the halachas, if someone had shtei sarais teichazman, meaning in that year of transition that we're taking so seriously as a somuch leisha, that year of transition, kol shnas yud aleph or kol shnas yud beis, kol shnas yud beis or kol shnas yud gimel, what would be the halach? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi both say, Togzman Kileakrzman, that Enoch Inami, if puberty is early, then bat mitzvah is early. Rav and Rabbi Hanina say, the Amitavayo, Togzman Kilifnezman, that actually Togzman is Achilles Nezman, and it's too early or too young to be Bar Mitzvah. You'll notice this fascinating Bach in Ot Aleph, in which he corrects the spelling of Chanina to Chanina with a hey. That is a very strange Bach, no? Because, I mean, all over the Gemara spells Chanina with an olive. What's bothering him? And all of a sudden he should be troubled. So that becomes clear in the next piece. Amr of Nachum, Bar Yitzchak, v'simanecha, v'zot l'fanim b'Yisrael. Now this is one of those Medrash pliyas. What is the simon in zot l'fanim b'Yisrael to tell us to remember whether it was Rav and Rav Chanina who said kilik neizman, or whether it was Rav Yochanan and Rav Yoshua, right? This is very funny. What kind of simon is this? So Rashi says, well, the simon is that Zos is Lashon Nekeva, and Chanina is Lashon Nekeva, because he has a hay at the end of his name, right? So it's a female name. Therefore, it's telling you that Zos, the female, is the one who holds Lifnim, that it's Kilifneizma. So that's Rabbi Chanina, and therefore we spell Chanina with a hay. However, there is a much cuter explanation. And that is, there's many explanations for this simon, but the cutest explanation is that the gematria of Lifanim is Rav v'Rebbe Chanina, if it's spelled with a hey. So therefore, the Bach changes the gears into a hey. Because that way it makes sense to say Zos Lefanim B'Yisrael. Okay? Others, Taina, well, actually, if you spell it with an olive and you take out the Vir Rebbe Chanina, then the Zos Lefanim, the Deah that holds that it talks about Lefanizman, is B'Yisrael, which equals Rav Reb Chanina with an olive with the Osios. Okay, the other explanation is, as Rashi brings, I'm not giving you all the explanations because it's so cute. The Zot Lefanim is who holds the Das Lefanim? The one whose name you will find in B'Yisrael, which is Rav. Okay. Anyway, you'll never forget this simon. Right. What's it for Vamun? Achraz manazavu tisham reinon yodim l'shem min adarnu l'shem yigdashnu. Now, it says over here in our Mishnah that after this time, even if they claim that we don't know what we were talking about, too bad. Okay. So now, why does it say it like that? It seems to be telling us that Toksman, after the age of Bar Mitzvah, in other words, after the year of transition, not Toksman, which is that year of transition, so after the year of transition, doesn't help if they say we don't know what we're talking about. Which implies that within the transitional time, it's the same as before the transitional time. Now, again, this doesn't seem to make any sense, because, I mean, we're not talking about puberty at all. So what's... So Rava felt that Rava Nuna's diag was from the extra lashon, as we'll see in a moment. So therefore, Rava said to Rava Nuna, if that's your problem, you could have made the opposite diag from the ratio. So aim a ratio. Korem avizman hazeh, and if it's before the transitional time, then, even if they insist they do know, what's the implication? The implication is hotosman, but if it's something happens in the transitional time, then it's the equivalent of kilayasman. So, I mean, you have the same language in both directions. How can you make a deal? The lohi. That's not, what he said is simply not true. Rava made a mistake. Rava katoi. Rava did not understand what Rav Amnuna was trying to say. Rava thought, who savar, Rav Amnuna mi mishna yetera kadayik. He thought that all Rav Amnuna was trying to say was, why are you using this language, right? In other words, you're saying, like we said before, what's the point of saying, no, it's the only reason, because we asked that question earlier. We said, why did the Tana have to say, Tochas Manazeli, Achas Manazeli? So Rav Amnuna, he thought, was being medayik from that extra lashon, that, the Tana's coming to teach me something else. That there's a concept of Achas Man, which is bedavka Achas Manazeli. Meaning, if you're already bar mitzvah, fine. But Tochas Man, you'll never be bar mitzvah. In which case, you could say it the other way. You could say that lifneazman will never be kilachrasman, but certainly the tochazman could be kilachrasman. But that is not what Rav Amnuna was saying at all. Actually, so Rav asked, if that's the case, how the daik be safe with the creation? Instead of analyzing the last part of the words of this extra lashon, which he thought was extra. Actually, we gave an explanation why it's not extra. So he said, but Rav Amnuna apparently thinks it's extra. So we could have learned it from the first part. Why from the last part? Velohi, he missed the point. Rav Amnuna knew that it wasn't an extra lashon. Rav Amnuna was being medayik from the etzim pshat in the Mishnah, not from the lashon of the Mishnah. Rav Amnuna migufa lemasnisin kadayik. He said to himself like this, look, when we say, Li'achar hazman hazeh, you do not need to check. Explain to me what that means. Is the kid a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah or not? Li'achar hazman. Well, hechidami, idolo aisi shtei sarot. If puberty hasn't arrived yet, what's the difference if it's li'achar hazman hazeh? There's no magic in the age 13 and the age 12. Without puberty, that's a meaningless year. So how could the Mishnah possibly have said, but once you're over this time, we don't need to check your nadarim? What do you mean? You're still a katan, you're still a katan. Of course we need to check your nadarim. Elamai, it's saying, obviously, that a child who has reached puberty at 12 or 13, who is a real bar mitzvah, and a real bat mitzvah, we don't check the nadar, right? But if that's the case, then the Mishnah is talking bedavka about a case where a child has reached puberty. Now, let's take for granted, the Mishnah is saying, the child certainly has shtei sarot. Okay, now all we're dealing with is the time. Let's ignore shtei sarot. And what is it saying? The bedavka v'yachar zman, having these shtei sarot, and you're already 12 years old or 13 years old, then we don't need to check your nadar. But in other words, if you would have had shtei sarot before this zman, it wouldn't make any difference. What do we care about? What do we care what you express physically on your body? We're interested in whether you're a bar mitzvah or whether you have the intelligence. You're not a bar mitzvah, so now we got to find out. Okay, but maybe you're a muflis on a chliish. But it's certainly saying you're not a bar mitzvah. So therefore, again, Hey, dummy, he says to himself. Either lo haitzishne saros, there's no saros, so then he's a katan and a katana. Elalav, the haitzishne saros. Pshat is that the Mishnah is assuming a case where we don't have to worry about puberty. That's definitely here. The time of the liachas manu, it's only because it's achas man that over there we're saying the gamri lalamilse. That at that point, these saros are considered to be the conclusion of the idea of bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. And that's what's important. But if it would be techazman, these sireis would be meaningless. How techazman kilitz azman? They wouldn't make any difference at all. That's the raya he's bringing, which of course makes Rava's question on him completely moot. It's a meaningless question. He wasn't being medayik from language. He's medayik from the din. Good.
But we hold
13
is
13. Yeah. We hold
Kimmy.
Doesn't matter. No, but we're going to do much more of this tomorrow. We're still holding the middle of the Sunday.
Some people say you shouldn't make a dollar.